But that being said, we expect what God wants to do is like no less, just because like we may be less in people. At the same time, we expect that like this community, the conversation, and the life that is going to go on is like no less. So, who was here last Sunday? Last Sunday, yep. And who remembered that illustration? Who remembers the illustration? There was an illustration used with a rope. No, sorry, that was the Sunday before that. Okay. Okay, the Sunday before that, who was there for that? There was an illustration. Okay, not as many people. Okay, there was an illustration with a rope, and what we did was we gathered together and we filled in any gaps. And so this morning I'm seeing some gaps. And so I just want to encourage the tables that have gaps, move to other tables that also have gaps, okay? Not to tables. So some tables are full. That's cool. You guys can stick it out. But right now, we're literally going to, like, stand up and move to a table. If you're, like, two or three, move to another table that has, like, two or three. Because for this morning to work, for the conversation to work out, then encourage you guys, you're gonna need to do this. Cool. All right. Go on. Yep. We got. Nice. All right. So, yeah. That was good. I noticed that everybody moved away from me. But whatevs. It's not about that. Far, guys. All right. So as you can see, things here have been set up differently because we're moving into the second part of our series on community called Love One Another. So we're moving into the second part of this series. So it's still same series, Love One Another. That's the second half of it. And for the second half of this series, we want to be using the image of coming around the table, and how the making or forming of community is super similar to that, to coming around a table, which is probably because one of the best ways to build relationship and community is to actually share a meal with other people. It doesn't matter where in the world you are, food is something we all have in common. And it's a great way to kind of like do away with the awkwardness because everybody enjoys food, we can all sit down. And so we're using this image. And so The thing is, the series isn't necessarily about eating together. It's more about what does the idea of coming around a table, like, how does that speak to community? What does that do? Like, what does that image, like, help us understand? Because we read throughout Scripture time and time again about people sharing meals together and that community changing. And so that's what we want to be looking at. This morning, though, we want to talk about the practice of community, So before we go and we start to look at this image of coming around a table, we want to talk about the practice of community. And seeing as we're sitting around tables, I want us to take a couple of minutes now to meet and greet those of, like, all of us that are around these tables. So you guys might already know each other, so this is an opportunity to like pick up on the conversation that you've already had this morning or start a conversation, whatever it is. But to kind of eliminate, oh, what do I say? Everybody, this is what I want us to do. I want us all to share our name and either something we're afraid of or something that we're allergic to. Okay, so a fear that we have. Okay, it doesn't matter what type, if it's clowns or like what, okay, share a fear that you have or something you're allergic to, or if you're feeling super vulnerable, you can share both, like eating what you're allergic to. I don't know what it is, okay? Sweet, so we have a couple of minutes to just like break down these walls. Sweet, 3, 2, 1, let's do it. We were always intended to live in community with Him, with God, and with one another. And I believe that this is a desire that each of us have, and it's this desire to belong. Nobody doesn't want to belong. Like to know that there is a place, a space, and a people that they can go to and feel like they are home. We all have that in us. It's something we were created with. I would say, though, at the same time, not only do we have this desire, but what I have come to understand is that God actually commands us, like he calls us together, to meet with each other, to be in community, because community is, like what we talked about a few weeks ago, community isn't easy. And so even though we have this deep desire to connect with people and to belong and to know we belong, it's not easy. And what is easy is to push people away. And that is why God, in his word, says, he commands us, he calls us, he says, guys, meet together. Be in community with one another because I intended that for you. Life will be better. It won't be easy. It will be better, though. See, there is a trade-off going on. So often we can think that better means easy. Nah. No. Like, if somebody gets better at something, do you think it was easy for that person? It's not. But for some reason in society, we put those two together. When it's better, it's easy. No, when it's better, there was a journey. And there were hills that you climbed. There were things that you did. And there were goals that you achieved to get there. And it's the exact same thing with community. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25, one of my favorite passages ever, says this: let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who has promised is faithful. So good. For he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. In Hebrews chapter 25, the writer encourages the readers to not give up meeting together and to encourage one another. This is kind of like the first point for this morning. Community doesn't just happen. It is formed when God's people practice the one another's. Community does not just happen. You don't fall into community. It doesn't just happen. It happens when God's people practice the one another's. And this verse makes it pretty clear that gathering and community is something to be practiced, something that we repeat, we keep doing, but it's also something that we work at. It's something to be worked at. And so just as we read in verse 24 up here, this morning, we want to take some time to consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Think about it. Consider. Like, to consider something, to like before you do something, means to take some time out. And I think so often we want to go, yeah, you know what? I want to be good at community. I want to be, you know, I want to have strong relationships. I want to show the love of God to other people. And I want my life to be full of good deeds. And then we don't actually take time to stop and think about how that could work. Or what is God calling us to? And so, Scripture encourages us to pause, to stop, to consider how we may encourage one another or spur one another on towards love and good deeds, towards community. And so, in front of you, you'll see that there are question cards. There's question card one and question card two. And so we're going to now take some time to, around the tables, have some conversation to consider these things. And so we're going to like dedicate maybe 20 minutes or so to this. The main thing is, like, the first questions are, like, things to, like, to talk about. And if you don't have an answer, don't feel like you have to say. But the final question has a bunch of passages where you, like, you read through. And then there's pen and paper that are on the table. And this is where, just as a team, you could say, we just form a list of like all the things that like God wants his community to look like. So there's a lot of one another's. Basically, we're going to read about a lot of the different one another's that Scripture read. And so it's just going to be going through those, noting those, and then we're going to come back together and we're going to have a bit of a talk about that. Is that cool? Yeah? Sweet. All right. So 20 minutes. Let's get into it, team. That'd be great. Awesome. So any table managed to get through the lot? Yes?
One to go.
Nice. Yeah, up the back as well. Yep, in here. Mate, you guys are crushing it. Nick's like, no, we got kids. Awesome. Okay, so just, you are.
Oh, it's a.
There was more. Okay. It's it's all good. We'll let you guys off this time. Okay, just don't do it again. Okay, so the one another's. Keen to hear what we came up with. So what are some of the one another's that we read this morning? You guys just feel free to like call out. And if you do it at the same time as somebody else, it doesn't matter because we're community. Ah, love. Awesome. Good stuff. All right. Love. One. Should I? One.
Encourage.
Cool. My spelling is going to be tested. That's not exhort, but it's all good.
Care,
forgive. Okay. Care.
Agree with.
All right.
Encourage.
Encourage is up there. Sorry. My writing looks big up here, but probably small out there. So this is a list for me, guys. Welcome. Yep. Welcome.
Honor.
Honor.
Devoted.
This was a dumb idea. Sorry, I heard like, what, well, honor was one. What?
Devoted.
Accepting encouragement? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Pressure's on. Show interest. Yep. You can get that. What was that one?
Admonish.
Yep. Oh. From the heart? Love from the heart. Awesome, buddy. All right, we'll put that up there. Yes. Respect, admonish,
teach.
Yes, teach, nice. Something about the spirit? Sorry? Support, yeah. Done. Now we're talking. Yeah, don't grumble. Nice. Yeah.
Humble.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry? Selflessness. Nice. Nice. Okay. Any more?
Tender-hearted,
be tender-hearted, yep. Cool.
Hospitality,
nice. Practice hospitality. Obedience. All right.
Yep.
Speaking the word. Cool. Lay down. Nice. Tag team that one. All right. Any more?
Giving thanks to God.
Huh?
Give thanks.
No envy? Yep. Huh?
Generous.
Generous. Nice. Okay. Christ's example. Cool. Huh? Unending. All right. Awesome. That's pretty good. Do we have live in harmony? Yeah, agree. Yeah. Living in harmony is agreement. Teaching one another. Agree with one another. Look out for one another. Worship with one another is another one. Awesome. Super good list. It's a pretty cool list, eh? Like, who wants to be a part of a community like that? Let's try that again. Who would like to be a part of a community like this? Yes. And the amazing thing is that we are. And that's not to say because we are perfect at this stuff, but because we have been brought into a community by the blood of Jesus who enables us to do this, empowers us to do this, resources us to do this. It's a crazy list. The list itself, is encouraging. Because I also see within this list a whole lot of, in a way, gifts. Certain people are really good at parts of this, different parts of this. And that's the exciting thing about this community, is that some here are amazing encouragers. Some here are great at hospitality. Some here are amazing at just loving without condition, and all of these kind of things. In one of Adele Calhoun's books, she writes this quote about God's community. The family of God is not simply a utilitarian concept, as in, do we understand utilitarian?
No?
All right, so basically it's not just this this working or a practical idea. It's not just a practical idea. Cool? So we'll say it that way. The family of God is not simply a practical idea. It is a loving organism. So it's living, in other words. Where every part belongs and finds its health and right relationship to every other part. Where every part belongs and finds its health and right relationship, in right relationship to every other part. No part is meant to function alone. We belong together, not apart. God is not a bachelor who lives alone. He is a holy community of three, and we express his divine nature best when we are in community, committed to growing and being transformed into Christ's likeness. That last part of that quote has been like a quote that has just captured me this year. He is a holy community of three, and we express his divine nature best when we are in community, committed to growing and being transformed into Christ's likeness, looking more like him, being more like him. Something that I see that we have left off this list, though, is that we are, I can't remember where it says it, but we belong to one another. We belong. We don't just belong, we belong to one another. Like that starts to like undo like some of my motives in the way that I do things, because I actually belong to you. I belong to you. Like, so my actions, my reactions should be conditional to that, to my belonging to you, because I belong to Jesus. Just like you belong to Jesus, and so, and in turn belong to me. This community is starting to look incredibly whole when you start to look at it this way. There's a question card too on the desk and on your tables, not on the desk. This is not school. On your tables, there is question card two, and there is the second part of that quote, and there are two questions. We're just going to spend like the next, I don't know, 5 minutes or so just discussing what that quote kind of means for us and what it could look like for us. Cool? Let's do that. And so I don't want to like squash that, and would just really encourage that if there's more to say, like if you want to keep talking, just encourage you, like when we move into like that coffee and connect time, to just like be continuing this conversation on. I hope that these questions, because these are questions that I've been pondering myself, I hope these questions encourage you. In terms of the what do we do well. I hope that you were encouraged to hear, man, I didn't know we did that, or I didn't know it was that big, or, you know, I didn't know that that was going on at the moment. I hope you were encouraged by that. But I also hope that you were challenged by hearing about the gaps that are in this community, because this community is not perfect. It's not. I mean, we make up this community, so there are gaps. We're not perfect. And so there are things that are going to be missed. There are balls that are going to be dropped. There are things that aren't going to be done. Phone calls not made that should have been made. All of this kind of thing. And that's why we have the second question. Because, again, remember, one of the one another's was this. Don't grumble against one another. And so I would say that if this morning, and I say this real tenderly and with this idea of speaking the truth in love, if you find that this is where you often go to, the grumble, because this is what the church is not doing at the moment, what I have been reminded this year is that I am the church. And if I have a problem with it, I have a problem with myself. And that's why that second question is super important. How could you engage with this more within this community? What is it that as individuals we could be doing to developing, building into, and encouraging, building up this community? It's really easy to be waylaid by the things that aren't happening. But what are you doing about that? What am I doing about that? We've talked about how community is at the heart of God's plan. His design was that we are meant to be in community. But it is not our central focus. Community is the intention, but community isn't the focus of the community. Jesus is. He is the center. In him, with him, we have all that we need. We will often find ourselves disheartened and discouraged if our focus is on the community instead of the one who holds this community together. I'll say that again. We will often be discouraged and disheartened if our focus is on this community instead of the one who holds this community together. It is Jesus this morning that we have in common. And it is because of Jesus this morning that we have unity. Not because of what I brought this morning. It's because of what Jesus has done. How good is that truth? Community is where we express the fulfillment that we have found in Jesus. That is how the one another's work. It is something we practice, something we work on as God works in us. Community is where we express the fulfillment that we have found in Jesus. Where the one another's make sense. Where the one another's work, not because of me, but because of what Jesus has done in me and is doing through me. We want this community to be different, then our focus needs to be Jesus. And I don't say that because it's not, but this community is made up of individuals. And if as an individual your focus is not Jesus, then this community will not work for you. Community is what we've been brought into, but Jesus is the one who holds it together. Remember that. Hebrews 10:24-25 is where we started this morning. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. That doesn't mean that we come around each other and pat each other on the back and say, man, you're great. No, that encouragement is actually us coming alongside each other and saying, look at Jesus. Because in him we find our peace. In him we find our hope. In him our strength. In him our power. In him our joy. In him our fulfillment. In him our purpose. In him this community is held together. Lord, we just yeah, we need you. We're just so thankful, Lord, for what you have done in us, Lord, and the work that you're doing amongst us, God. But Lord, we want our focus to be you. We're aware for this community to be what you desire it to be, you need to be our focus. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that we would be a community that loves one another, that encourages one another, that forgives one another, cares for one another, agrees with one another, welcomes one another, supports one another, honors one another, is devoted to one another. That belongs to one another because we belong to you. So thank you, Jesus, for the work of the cross, for the shedding of your blood, for the forgiveness of sins, for all that you have done, that we can come as we are and sit at your feet. Thank you, Jesus. And it is in the name of our King Jesus that we pray these things this morning. Amen. Amen.